What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hello and welcome to the fall season edition of the Outdoor Podcast, proudly created by bowhunterplanet.com. This show is really cool because it does focus on outdoor activities and other things people like to do in the outdoors, including hunting, camping, fishing, and all the above. So make sure you guys tune in for this great season coming up in our fall 2024 podcast. The show today is brought to you in part by Easton Archery, Gas Bowstrings, Trophy Ridge, Maltree Mobile, Vapor Trail, Burris Optics, The Bow Hitch, and caffeine provided by Deer Camp Coffee. Now, on to the show. Hey guys, Dave Thomas here from the Outdoor Podcast. I am solo tonight. Tim is unavailable. Actually, we lost power today, so mine came back on, but Tim is screwed. So he's going to be out till Friday or another day. I mean, it's crazy. So he wasn't able to join. And anyway, I'm here with Styles. Styles is a professional musician and hunter, and he was introduced to me by 10 Point Crossbows. Check them out. You guys get them in, of course. But Styles, tell us about you, man. Like, where are you from? And tell us about your music a little bit.
Yeah, so, well, first off, thanks for having me on the podcast. I really appreciate y'all having me, and it means a lot. And so, yeah, my name's Styles. I'm originally from Ohio. Spent a little bit of my childhood in Richlands, North Carolina. And, you know, grew up with a dad that was a mechanical contractor. There was a country band that practiced in my dad's barn, his shop, and that kind of created the thread of the love of country music in me. And eventually, from working, you know, blue collar jobs, I wanted to just pursue music full time. So I took the plunge to Nashville and try to write and sing about what I've grew up living and what I love. And here I am.
So let's talk about music a little bit. Now, obviously you're a big hunter and, you know, you do your hunting thing, but a lot of people who know me understand, like, I love music. Like, I wanted to be a professional musician when I was younger too. Like, I was like, oh,
really?
Man, just do this. And there were so many great moments of like, kind of like getting into it and learning music and learning, like, writing songs. And I remember that feeling of like, it's one of those things where it's like Bowhunter Planet for me. When I started it, like, you kind of got to throw your all at it. Like, you can't really hesitate. You just got to go and not stop, like, and just keep writing, keep playing, keep going on. Cause there's really no way to, you don't want to ever like pause, because if you pause too much, you kind of like, you know, goes right past you, you know, it's like, you kind of got to go. And so, so for me years ago, that go changed from the music to the bow hunting world more. But you know, I still love it. And I still think about it a lot, because music is such a wonderful way for people to come together. It doesn't matter what genre you are. Like, I don't listen to a ton of country, but like, I was listening to some of your stuff earlier and I was like, man, this is really good. You know, and there's so, and I don't even know how you're recording some of this stuff, because it sounds so good. I was like, dang, dude, the guitar is like, it's just the sound, like, it just sounds so pure, like the voice and the guitar together and some of the acoustic stuff. I'm a big acoustic fan. Like, I love acoustic music. To me, acoustic's the way to go. It's the most natural, you know, sound. Don't get me wrong, there's a place for full band, no doubt about it. But I'm just saying, like, when I sit down and listen to music, 90% of the time, it's some sort of acoustic-driven music, you know, singer-songwriter, acoustic. Because to me, I don't want, like, I just need those two things that are, like, spot on, and it's money, you know?
Oh, well, thank you, man. I appreciate the kind words, and, yeah, it's, you know, the acoustic stuff's fun because it's, again, like you said, a little more raw, a little more, you know, bare bones. And when it comes into some of the full studio sessions where we're recording some of this music and some of these studios, it can get fun because there's so many different like layers to the cake. Kind of the sky's the limit. So if you can kind of whatever you can think and create with a lot of the great players and the software and the guys in town, it's kind of wild. Like you can kind of take that creative space and like the sky's the limit. And yeah. I would say nowadays, more than ever, the genres are crossing over in many different ways. And like, I listen to all kinds of different genres of music. You know, a fun fact is I actually have a new single out with a rock artist, the Big Loud on Big Loud Rock. And Big Loud is, that's like Morgan Wallen, Hardy, those guys, their label here in Nashville. Well, they have a rock division and called Big Loud Rock. And there's an artist named Blake. Also, he goes by Letdown. And I got his new single. It's my first rock genre single, which I'm stoked about. So kind of to your point, like, man, it's okay. It don't matter like what genre anybody's listening to. It's, you know, they're all crossing at this point.
Yeah. And you know, some of the things in music, like there's so many things I've noticed recently that are blowing me away and they're just done so well. There's a woman who did on TikTok. I saw her. She did a cover of Blink 182, Damn It. And she did it in a country version. And it was phenomenal. And she went on tour, like doing the song. I'm sure she's making buco bucks doing this song, right? It's not even her song, but she redid it to make an acoustic country version of that song. And it's incredible. If you ever heard it, you got to listen to it. Find it. It's called Damn It. You'll find it.
Yeah.
But she crushed it. And
well, I'm familiar with the song from Blink, and that's awesome. I may have come across that interpolation before. Like, yeah, like some of these interpolations people are doing, it's like, it's awesome.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend if you have the chance to do those type of things, I would do it, because if you can come up with your own, and I feel like that gets real popular. I listen to a lot of genres, but Ben Rector is one of my favorites, and he always does one cover every tour. So he'll do he did Whitney Houston, I forgot which song, but whatever. He did Whitney Houston one. He did Travis Tritt. You know, It's a Great Day to Be Alive. He did that one the second year. I mean, it's cool because he always has that one and people wait for it, you know? And I also look at that, like the Dave Matthews Band, he used to do Watchtower at the end of his, and that was never his song. You know, of course it's a way older song, but you know, those covers are so big, especially when you can do something that maybe no one's really heard, you know? And like things I recommend that people don't listen to is like Jim Croce. Like Jim Croce was an amazing artist. And he never, I don't know if you know this about Jim Croce, I find it very interesting, but he actually died before he made really any money in the industry, which is crazy. Just looking back and seeing some of the songs he wrote. And I'm just like, wow, you know, that's just nuts. It's mind blowing. The guy died poor and he's literally like an amazing artist, you know, it's just so many options there.
The music industry is crazy. I mean, they say if you're surviving, you're thriving. And I feel like that's so true. But, you know, that kind of brings me to my point, maybe like with what you're saying is, I have a new project coming out this fall, in October called God's Grocery Store Aisle One. You know, this is going to be the kickoff of the first aisle. We're going to do God's Grocery Store Aisle One, Aisle Two, Aisle Three. We're going to try to keep it rolling, every fall. And it's hunting and fishing, outdoor driven songs, with some cool features on them. I got a bunch of great artists from different genres too, not just country, featuring on these songs, because even, you know, different artists and different genres, there's a lot of people out there that love the outdoors and love to hunt and fish. And I found those kind of people that love the outdoors and said, hey, you guys want to sing on some of these songs? And yeah, so October 18th, cool. God's Grocery Store Aisle 1 is going to hit the market.
That's so awesome. Looking forward to that. I can't wait to see it. I actually started subscribing here on YouTube to pay attention, see what you got going. Another one real quick I'll throw in there. When you said that, like a birthday cake or, you know, so many layers, the one thing that crossed my mind when you said, the first thing I thought of was one of your fellow Ohio bands called 21 Pilots, and those guys,
yeah,
man,
oh yeah,
they literally go on a stage. They're incredible. They go on a stage, they play off an Apple laptop, and so basically they've layered all this stuff ahead of time, and they just do drums, and he does like a bass guitar or ukulele, and they crush it every yep. time. And I'm like, these guys, man, and they are like way up there now, you know, but I think about that a lot, because I'm like, man, look what it used to be. You always had to have a full band. Then you look at 21 Pilots. You look at Ed Sheeran, where he goes out with his loop pedal and plays a whole stadium with a loop pedal by himself, which is crazy when you think about it.
Yeah.
He doesn't need anybody else. That's just, I mean, can you imagine the time saving and
the technology has advanced intensely.
It's crazy, man. And I went to a concert the other night, actually, and this one was – it was good. It wasn't as good as it used to be, but it was OAR, and OAR played here in Michigan. And I love OAR. They're part of my genre. Like when I grew up through college, you know, we always listen to OAR, Dave Matthews. Anyway, so OAR, they were here and they did a good job. I mean, their songs are great, but they're not what they were 10 years ago. And you can totally tell. And it could have just been that, you know, maybe his voice is hurting from 2 days before, you know, it's hard to tell, right? These guys are touring hard, you know, all the time. But it was a little disappointing. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I was like, kind of like, dang it, man. Like, some of the songs just didn't hit like they normally would hit, you know? And you can tell when something's just slightly off. And the reason I say that is a month before I went to Need to Breathe, and they were like a Christian rock band. Those guys were so in sync. You would not, I mean, I haven't heard anybody play better than them, like in a live setting. Like,
hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
They are so in sync. Not a single note was out of place or a single tune was wrong. I mean, it was unreal, dude. Just really, really impressive.
And that's one thing that I feel like is super, you know, and important to me, kind of what you're saying. It's always been a huge thing to me, is that exact thing. Is like, people come out, they get to hear a good show, a great experience. And I feel like that's where in the music industry, taking pride in the people that you have on your team to represent who you are as a brand and as an artist, as a company, when you go out there for the people and all these people that come out to see the show, they get to enjoy it and get what they came for, you know?
Yeah. And it's cool. The idea that, you know, I love the idea of mixing hunting and music together, especially in like actual hunt settings where you guys can sit around a campfire and play some songs. And, you know, like, if you guys are ever in Michigan or at Ohio and you want me to come down, just let me know. Cause like, there's nothing better to me than playing guitar at a campfire and working on harmonies with people and playing. I just think it's the funnest thing. Like when I was in college, man, we used to always just, we'd sit around bored, drink beers, and literally just play music the whole time.
Well, Dave, so honestly, I'm going to hold you to that, because that is kind of the plan. You know, again, this is a brand new thing, you know, with the God's Grocery Store I-1. I'm a new artist. I'm working to build this thing. I'm on the rise, trying to get people to believe in what I'm doing as an artist and as a content creator on Instagram. People knowing that, like, I truly, Kenny Rogers always said this, and I was told this from my manager Chris, who has guided me, and ever since I got on board with my manager Chris Rochester over the last couple of years, you know, it seems like he's really helped me dial this thing in that I'm doing. Kenny Rogers says, you know, you're three people. You're who people think you are, who you think you are, and who you really are. And the closer you make all three of those people, the better off you're going to be. You know, so when I get online, I just try to, and that's when God's Grocery Store, this project came together, is when I just stopped trying to create music or content that was doing it to try to elevate the music versus creating it to just make content based around what I love, what I believe in, what I'm about. And we found so many people with the common thread of, I mean, dude, like I like to always say, the Walmarters, the middle classers, the hometowners, the small towners, all these people come together. They're like, dude, we want to buy the merch. We want to come out and go hunting. We want to come to the shows. You know, we started playing some of these hunting camps and testing the water on some of the stuff. Like we did it live in the blind in Arkansas with Country Outdoors. And it just, to your point, like I said, I'm going to hold you to coming, hanging out with us.
It's doing a God's Grocery Store camp now, because Woods and Water Show is coming up in Michigan, and it is like a big outdoor. It's like 20,000 people walk through it, and it would be an amazing place to sit there and just play songs as people walk by. Because I'm telling you, it's one of those places that's outdoor kills it every year. You know, we haven't gone the last couple of years because it's been Kids Youth Weekend. They finally changed it. It got just changed around, but we're going this year, and we got like three booths. I mean, it's crazy size. But like we podcast live from there, and it's a lot of fun, you know. But like, man, you bring in music, you bring in a lot of people walking around, like buying.
Yeah, it's fun. It brings people together. And to take this a step further, you know, one thing that I'll throw out the offer to you, Dave, is, you know, let's link up, let's do that hunting camp of some sort, and get around a fire, and let's write some music, for one of my projects. You said you wanted to always get into music and stuff.
Ten Point needs to bring us together in Ohio on some nice buck land. So
yes, Brian, you're hearing this, dude. 10 Point Crossbows, let's go. Because maybe, you know, Brian's gonna write the song with us too. We have some songs on here. Let me tell you this. Oh, look at that. He's got it. He's got it.
What do you play right now? What's your guitar of choice?
I play a Gibson J45.
Beautiful. So I found this brand. I play a Taylor, my normal guitar. But like, I was looking for a cheaper like level guitar just to have to take places. And I came across this brand out of California called Orangewood. Have you ever heard of this?
No, I thought you were going to say Teton guitars, because I seen a guitar with a moose on it for the first time I flipped. And it almost looks like that.
I couldn't believe this. This guitar was like, it was like, I think it was like $500, and it's just so nice. It's very small too. It's a Brooklyn, and it's
Is it like a little parlor guitar kind of?
I wouldn't say no. That's more like the Martin Jr., I would say, but this is maybe. I don't know. I'm not really 100% on.
It looks great. Sounds pretty good. I can hear it a little bit through the.
Yeah, it's a little more high-end. It's a little more high-end than, like, the a Dreadnought.
Yeah, Dave's got some chops. Come on.
Dude, I used to play so much. Oh, my
God. Dude, you know, going back to this God's Grocery Store thing, this music, there's a song on there on the new, on aisle one called Dog. And I actually wrote Dog with my friend Alex Langbell and his wife, Tina. They're the owners of Gundog. They make a bunch of like Gundog safety systems and just awesome, people, and his partner, Riley Barnhill, he wrote it with us, and it's on the new record. But they had never written a song ever professionally, and they got a cut on the new record, and the song is off the chain. We sat in my living room, we ate some moose burgers, and stayed up till like 2 a.m. when they were here for the NWTF, and we worked on this song, and it was just so cool. I got to call them the other day and say, "Hey, our song made the new record. I think people are gonna love it." And it's just such a cool thing. And that is what I'm wanting to do with this God's Grocery Store stuff. Is like, it's such a cool bridge between the music people and guys in the hunting and fishing industry that do love music like yourself.
Any short-sighted spy in the field can provide you with images. Only the Moultrie Edge 2 cell cams provide tactical reconnaissance. High-resolution photos and videos paired with detailed intel of where game is most active. Built for simplicity, just turn on your Edge 2 cell cam and it will auto-connect to one of the four major cellular networks, while our easy-to-use app arms you with game plan so you can determine where and when to hunt. Don't just capture images. Gather intelligence.
Where we can sit around, and guys that live it and breathe it, we get together, we go to a hunting camp, we sit around a fire, and we pen some songs, and at the end of the following year, I put a record together, and we see which ones make it.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool. I love it. Yeah, it's so fun. Music, like I said, music's such a great thing. You know, you can put it with anything. You could put it with biking, you could put it with snowboarding. You could do any sort of music. That's why it's fun, especially with hunting. It's just always been such a God's type country, you know. I mean, think about sitting out at night, you got the stars, you're relaxing. I mean, it's just wonderful. Just so many good memories there. And you're right. Putting pen to paper for some of those memories, it would be helpful to get that done, you know?
Well, it does. It feels like you're out there.
I'll pull out the old stuff if you can make it country.
Yeah. Heck yeah, dude. But it does. I mean, like you're saying, though, it is. It's like, it does. It does feel like you're out there sitting in God's grocery store, you know, like it's beautiful.
I tell you what, it's a great thing. And I'm looking forward to it. But Styles, man, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. I've got to cut out a little early, but thanks everybody who checked in and checked out this podcast. Make sure you check out Styles online. He's got a ton of content, ton of great songs. The acoustic stuff I already listed, I was really blown away. In fact, I actually thumbs up a few of them so I could find them again real quickly in my library. Let me know which one I did.
And Dave, let me ask you, are they going to see video on this? Because if so, I've got something in the mail today. Well, I'll show you anyways. This was, out of all days, it was day of our podcast. This was kind of crazy. This was the moose certificate for the new state record moose in Maine.
Wow.
So I harvested that moose with a 10-point this past fall.
Nice.
And we did. We got to confirm it as the new state record. But out of all days, the day we get on a podcast, I got this in the mail. I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
That is awesome. Yeah, in fact, speaking of 10-point real quick, I was actually – we were at a archery event, Moore Archery. It's a local pro shop, and they had – the 10-point guy was there, one of the sales guys, and he – was showing off the bows, and this guy walked by and he's like, "Man, I'd never be able to afford a 10-point. I stopped him. I said, "Sir, you don't know what you're talking about. Venom X all day, right around the ground.
Yes.
And it's top quality. It is amazing. I get it. In your mind, you're thinking I want the best of the best, but don't think that way. Like 10-point crushes it across the board. Them and their own Wicked Ridge brands. I mean, All American Made. I mean, literally, you know, they don't sponsor the show, by the way. I'm just saying, this is just me being honest with people. Like, when I think of crossbows, I'm like, get a 10-point, get a Wicked Ridge. Don't mess around, man. Great people. So
absolutely. I second that, man.
Styles, thanks, man. Appreciate it. We'll be jamming along.
Dave, thank you, man. Thanks for having me. Later.
Thanks. Thank you for tuning into the show today. We hope you had a good time. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button and like button where you can. You can find us all over every platform. And don't forget to join our membership programs. Have a lot of fun with the community here and have a chance to win some really cool products. We'll see you soon.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.